Thank you, Alan. Now our last batch of news. A floral item with news that the Norwich Business Improvement District is a finalist in the Horticultural Society's Britain in Bloom contest, whilst the public helps clean up a park and records wildlife at Trane Wood. But then, do you want to buy a windmill? There's one for sale in the county.
Norwich Business Improvement District has been announced as a finalist in the bid category of this year's Royal Horticultural Britain in Bloom competition. The city will compete against London Bridge, Mansfield, Blackburn and Penrith in the category, with judges due to visit on Tuesday, August the 8th. This year's contest marks the first time the city has competed in that category. It comes after the bid triumphed in the Angler in Bloom competition in 2016.
It has become a magnet for drug dealers, prostitutes and antisocial behaviour, but a team of human wombles have descended on a park in Rosary Road, Norwich, to help clean up its image. Patrols have been stepped up in the area as part of an ongoing crackdown on drugs and prostitution, but it was the public, not the police, who were out in force at Old Library Wood off Rosary Road for a community-led litter pick. More than 20 people, including a number of children, turned out for the event organised by the newly formed Old Library Wood Collective as part of a bid to create some better news for the area following some bad press. Adam Murray, chairman of the group, who described Old Library Wood as being like a gateway to Thorpe Hamlet, said he was chuffed by the number of people who had attended the event. "There's not much we can do about the drugs and prostitution, but we can make it a nicer place to be." People living in the area filled plastic bin bags with rubbish found in the park and nearby roads and put flags near to any hazardous items, like needles or sharps, so they could be safely collected by council contractors.
People are being invited to join in with a BioBlitz community event at Trane Wood in Norwich. Friends of Trane Wood and Marriott's Way, the group which successfully fought to keep the site near Barn Road in public hands, have teamed up with Norfolk Wildlife Trust to hold the BioBlitz on May the 27th. On the day, people will be asked to help record as many different species of plants, trees, birds and mini-beasts as they can find in the 12-acre wood. There'll be a pond and river dipping with the Norfolk Rivers Trust, and bat walks, bird walks and tree walks are also planned. There will also be walks and talks on the railway history by the Friends of Norwich City Station, harking back to these days when the site was Norwich's city station. The event is free for all ages. The main activities of the Trane Wood BioBlitz will be run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on May the 27th, with extra walks and talks planned from dawn until dusk.
How do you fancy emulating Windy Miller and having the run of your own mill? It seems an unlikely ambition, but the opportunity has come up for as little as £100,000. The five-storey Clipsby windmill and pump house at Ashby with Oby near Acle has a freehold guide price of £100,000+. It is listed in the next Essex and North and East London sale by independent regional land and property auctioneer Clive Emson Auctioneers on Wednesday, May the 3rd. With five levels, it has previously been converted into a weekend retreat, but retains many of its internal features. According to norfolkmills.co.uk, Ashby Clipsby Mill is one of the older mills. It was originally built with older type narrow bricks before being heightened using a more modern style of wider brick, possibly in 1814. The mill had a Norfolk boat-shaped cap with a petticoat and gallery. In 1958, it was converted to holiday accommodation. By the 1970s, a modern brick pump house had been built close by to take over the work of the mill. In 1978, the mill was struck by lightning and sail stock subsequently removed. The windmill is on the banks of the River Bure, close to the heart of the Norfolk Broads.
A Norwich City legend gave people living with dementia plenty of reasons to smile as he shared stories of the good old days. Terry Alcock gave a guest talk for the Still on the Ball group, a group set up by Age UK Norfolk to help people living with dementia to share their favourite memories of the sport. At the group's monthly meeting at Carrow Road's 59ers room on Thursday, Mr. Alcock spoke about his love of football and cricket, as well as growing up in Leeds. His entry into professional football with Bolton Wanderers, age 18, and the ups and downs of his 1958-69 career as a forward with the Canaries. My father always thought I was better at cricket than I was at football, but I personally preferred football, said Mr. Alcock to the group of 16 people who attended the talk. I found sport and playing easy and enjoyable. I was always confident that no matter who I played against or with, I was comparable, he added. Still on the Ball was set up by the Age UK Norwich in November 2015 to give football fans living with dementia a place to go to remember their love of the beautiful game and to make new friends.
Five illegal workers were arrested during an immigration raid at the Merchants of Spice restaurant at Colgate in Norwich. The business could now face a hefty fine if they failed to prove the correct checks were in place. Acting on intelligence, immigration enforcement officers visited the premises on Friday, April the 7th. The business was served a civil penalty referral notice in relation to five illegal workers who were arrested. They will remain in detention until arrangements have been made to deport them from the UK. The notice served on the business warns that a financial penalty of up to £20,000 per illegal worker could be imposed unless the employer can demonstrate that appropriate right-to-work document checks were carried out. These include producing a passport or Home Office document confirming permission to work. Immigration checks relating to the men arrested at Merchants of Spice showed that four Bangladeshi men, aged between 28 and 31, had all overstayed their student visas, and a fifth Bangladeshi man, aged 31, had entered the country illegally.
Well, that's the end of this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget that you have a second memory stick this week with the Norfolk Magazine. We do hope you enjoy everything that we've chosen to record. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in the postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two have been Pauline and Mike, and now we'll say goodbye for this week.